Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline, Senator Rick Santorum. Hey, Senator, glad we have you on a Hot Tub Hotline today. How you doing?
I'm not too sure I like that image, but okay, I'll go.
Well, we thought of you this morning. We're going through, Lou Dobbs is going to be on later in the week, and I know he's got a bib on, his saliva drip, and he loves his stuff. But you met with President Trump before the election and the book, and I remember that moment where we had it here where you and I were debating even higher minimum wage for blue-collar people, and I sensed, you know, that Mitt Romney, for example, is never a guy, even if he's kind of right on the issue, that's going to appeal to the people that Trump did. What do you think of the tariff, though, as the remedy here?
Well, look, I like the idea that the president is getting more aggressive on the issue of trade. I think it's been an issue that, you know, everyone says, oh, well, both sides sort of agree. Well, yeah, but that's why Donald Trump came around, because both sides were sort of singing the same song when it came to, the issue of trade. And no one was really paying attention to the impact on a lot of American blue collar workers. And so, you know, the specifics of what Trump's doing, you know, can I guess with the specifics? Yes. Yeah, I am concerned about how broad based this tariff is, and the impact, because it's so broad based, the potential impact on other sectors of the economy. But I like the fact that he's actually following through and taking on sort of this establishment on trade.
I do too. And let me just tell you my thinking. Yeah, you know, I think you're the guy on this, the emotion of it, the psyche, the Santorum growing up in this, second to none. It seems to me we ought to be targeting China, though, not this broad-based type of thing. And there should be a lot of things to push back on China to try to curtail the cheating and everything else they do.
Well, that's sort of my point. I mean, why we're going after Canada is, you know, it's not something that makes a lot of sense to me. And so I understand. I mean, I've read about it, and I understand that it has to be broad based because there's leakage and that, you know, yeah, if we just hit China, then, you know, it'll come through, you know, through Canada, and all the surplus stuff coming through in different places. I get that, but I still think you've got to be in a sense smarter in how you deal with this. Again, I'm not being critical of the action per se, because at some point you got to act. At some point you got to push. As you know, I pushed very, very hard for President Bush to do the steel tariffs 15 years ago when I was in the United States Senate, and it without question saved the steel industry that we have in this country. And people are saying, well, it's only a few jobs. Yeah, but it's. I come back to where President Trump is. It is a national security issue that you have to have basic materials manufacturing in your country, and the fact that we are at the precipice of losing it completely in aluminum, and have a continuing depressed steel market is not a good thing for our country.
This notion, though, Senator, too, you tapped into this. It's not just the dollars and cents in saving this. We're talking about, and I think at times I think Trump can go too far. You know, he's a different sort of public figure than you are in maybe overpromising. We're not going to go back to the good old days. That's going to be tough.
No.
We got to come back to manufacturing at the heart. And people in these communities that Rick Santorum won across Pennsylvania, they're culturally tied to some of this stuff. I think they realize it can't be exactly the same way, but they don't want to. Everybody's not going to be into solar paneling or something.
Well, it's just the idea of not giving up. I mean, you know, I understand. I saw Trump's tweet the other day about a trade war, and that, you know, heck, when you have an $800 billion trade deficit, how can a trade war hurt you? I don't necessarily agree with that. in the sense that it can hurt you if it's done wrong. But at the same time, you have to recognize that this is a big problem. The fact that we have this kind of surplus, this kind of trade surplus, is damaging to the American workforce. Now, it benefits a lot of other people. It benefits a lot of people who can get cheap goods and tied to any kind of manufacturing. Mm-hmm. But it does hurt the people who rely on that for their wages.
Absolutely. Hey, Senator, where do we find all things Rick Santorum?
I'm at patriotvoices.com. We're very engaged, and right now I'm particularly involved in trying to revive this health care bill, trying to revive the Affordable Care Act and get the Congress to bring this up again. So I know everybody says it's dead. McConnell and Ryan and the president say, you know, we're not doing health care this year. All I'm saying is stay tuned. We're working real hard on it, and we think we've got a bill that can actually pass.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.